Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Nikki Haley has made age part of her closing argument in New Hampshire. She turned 52 on Saturday, but pointed out that President Biden is 81 and Donald Trump is 77. In Manchester Saturday night, Trump said of that,
I feel my mind is stronger now than it was 25 years ago. Is that possible? I really do.
Trump also brought out elected leaders from South Carolina, including Governor Henry McMaster, to highlight how they are endorsing him, not Haley, the former governor of the state. U.S. Central Command says American soldiers are being evaluated for traumatic brain injuries after Iranian-backed militia missile attack on an Iraqi airbase. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 25,000 Palestinians have now been killed in a little more than 3 months of fighting. And brutal cold continues for the U.S. 93 million people are under cold or snow alerts. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Winter is an especially dangerous time for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Mark Moran explains.
People who suffer from dementia face a host of increased risks in winter months. Everything from falls to getting lost, even in places that used to be familiar. And in the winter, the Alzheimer's Association's Lauren Livingston says low temperatures, ice, and darkness are just a few things that make conditions especially dangerous for people with dementia, but there are others.
One big one is wandering. That can be a problem for people living with Alzheimer's or dementia, especially in severe weather. They don't really understand maybe when they go outside that it's dangerous, so they might not put on any coats or additional clothing to keep warm. And if they wander, they may get lost and not be able to find their way home.
Livingston says keeping track of people with dementia in the winter is especially critical. Memory problems are hallmark signs of people living with dementia, but Livingston says there's another equally debilitating symptom called sundowning, which is made worse in shorter, darker days.
It can cause them to become a little bit more agitated in the evening time when the sun is going down, and with the sunlight being less and less in the winter time, it can cause for a longer period of time for people with dementia to experience the sundowning and be more agitated.
She adds that people with dementia are also more prone to falls, a risk made worse by snowy, icy weather. There are currently more than 6 million people nationwide living with Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure and very few treatments available proven to slow its progress. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers season comes to a close. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led the 49ers through three quarters in the rain at Levi's Stadium, but the defense dropped two interceptions. On special teams, kicker Anders Carlson missed one from 41 yards out.
I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out. Got to have better contact.
The 49ers held on to win 24-21. In the final minute, Jordan Love throwing a pass across his body that was intercepted.
You know, play broke down, was scrambling right. Saw Christian over the middle, tried forcing one into him, thought I could make the play.
So a Green Bay Packers team that was 2-5 that managed to get into the playoffs as the seventh seed nearly beats the 49ers. Green Bay finishing the season overall with a record of 10-9. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing, and for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
From Levi's Stadium in California, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory to start your day. Our wind chills will be as cold as 15 to 20 below zero. Mostly sunny skies in the forecast today, highs of the upper teens, south winds increasing to nearly 30 miles per hour. In the overnight, we'll see a mostly cloudy sky. It's 6 at our studios.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin Monday.
Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and the rest of the team will be tracking Vice President Harris and her visit to the West Bend area. Find what you need to know here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What Lacrosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about, you're soaring with the Eagle. Eagle 1490 WLCX.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network and the music of the stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and a star is born. A Star is Born, now recently restored. Wonderful motion picture and controversial, in fact, that the studio was forced to cut a lot of scenes.
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 Oh,
how's that?
Hello? Oh, it's good to see you again. 3 months is a long time. How was your trip?
Not exactly the pleasure trip it used to be.
Well?
They want your pictures, Esther. That's all I kept hearing way across the country.
Thanks. But would you mind stopping that for just a minute?
Sure.
Excuse me. All right.
Tough day?
I don't know. Tougher than usual.
Maybe you ought to get away after this one. New York or Europe. Just get completely away. What about that? How's Norman? Is he all right?
Yes, he's fine. Want some coffee?
Thanks.
For someone to read the best actress nominations. We went to a 2-time Oscar winner who is on location in Mexico. Here he is, the Abe Lincoln of the sagebrush, Mr. Gary Cooper.
Thank you, John Wilkes Booth. Folks down here in Mexico are just about as excited about the awards tonight as you are at home. So let's see. Those nominated for the best performance by an actress are Leslie Caron in Lily, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Ava Gardner in Mogambo, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Audrey Hepburn in Roman Holiday, Paramount, Deborah Carr in From Here to Eternity, Columbia, Maggie McNamara in The Moon is Blue, Preminger Herbert Production, United Artists. And the winner is... Well, I better turn you over to the Abe Lincoln of the Bobby Soxer.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. Yep. I'm very proud of you. You will not forsake me, oh, my darling. Because you've got all the money.
Let me see here. Gary, I'm going to take over for you. Want to give me the envelope? Shall I read it? Shall I read it? I don't think I will. Ladies and gentlemen, in New York City, Miss Audrey Hepburn in Roman Holiday.
I want to say thank you to everybody who in these past months and years have helped, guided, and given me so much. I'm truly, truly grateful and terribly happy.
Thank you.
Here's Tex Ritter.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait long. The noonday train will bring Frank Miller. If I'm a man, I must be brave. And I must face that deadly killer. Are I a coward, a craven coward? Are I a coward in my grave? Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty. Supposing I lose my fair half beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, thought it would be my life or his. And I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise when we wed.
In 1955, Judy Garland was in the hospital recovering from the birth of her son, Joe. Convinced that she would win Best Actress, NBC sent a camera crew to her room to film her reaction to her win. But then, she didn't. Judy Garland's loss to Grace Kelly for The Country Girl remains one of the most stunning upsets in Academy history. If nearly everyone had predicted that Judy's performance in A Star Is Born would earn her the award, why didn't she? In this episode, we'll walk through the development of Judy's reputation in Hollywood, how Grace's drastically differed, and why reality undercut expectations.
How wonderful that I'm beholding a never, never land unfolding, where we polish up the stars and mountains we move, in a life where all the pleasures we will prove. It's a new world I see. A new world for me. The tears have rolled off my cheek, and fears fade away every time. a new
is how AG1 works to upgrade your health routine. By combining many
Judy Garland lost out to Grace Kelly on the 1955 Oscar Awards for 1954's Pictures. The reasons may be several, but Judy was having difficulty in her personal life. But A Star Is Born is still, in my opinion, the very best of all the versions. Ray Heindorf had the orchestra.
Divan. Somewhere there's a someone who's a someone for me. Someday there will come one, and my lover he will be. Somehow I shall know him from the moment he's in view, and he'll know
shot with a clock.
I pay no mind to the waiting. Let the clock tick tock away. The dream I'm contemplating will be here to stay. Oh, somewhere in the sometime when the humdrum.
You know, I got pretty girlish in this number.
With that someone, I'll be someone at last.
Comes a big fat close-up.
With my someone, I'll be someone at last.
Best performance by an actress in 1954, and she's been my favorite girl ever since she came over the rainbow. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of A Star Is Born, Miss Judy Garland.
Congratulations, Judy.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, it takes a lot of hard work on the part of a lot of people to make such a picture as A Star Is Born, and I want to take this opportunity, if I may, to thank everyone who had anything to do with it, especially my old man, the producer.
Oh, yes. And may I say something to you now?
Yeah.
I hope it's a girl and it sings just like you.
What if it's a boy?
Well, I hope it sings like Bing Crosby.
Not any fish.
I hope he sings like Bing Crosby, too. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Judy Garland.
I see a new world for me. The tears have rolled off my cheek, and fears fade away every time you speak. A new world, though we're in a tiny room. What a vision of joy and blossom and bloom. one promise, one that will last. So I'm holding on, and I'm holding fast. You brought a new world to me. That it'll always, always be.
Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, a star that shines bright and high. As you know, this program is being broadcast all over the world. Before you sing for us, I know that your millions of fans everywhere are hoping you'll say a few words to them. Won't you?
Yes. Hello, everybody. This is Mrs. Norman Main. Hello, everybody. This is Mrs. Norman Main.
everybody for support! Take the one I'm giving you to. I'm gonna teach you to fall in us. Watch where you're falling us. Two foot. You make your right foot point to the north. You make your left foot point to the south. And then you stroll sort of westerly. Slow and siesterly. Two foot. Don't be an oddball and don't be a fig. Try, why be shy? After all, it's even better if your feet's moving. You put the old posterior up, and you manipulate it about. It is the most kind of daisiest, I mean the craziest. You gotta rock, like a rocking chair. The step is clock, like, but slightly square. You count to one, two, three, four, and you holler. You put your toe out. You drag it back, you really go out. You ball the jack, you want to dime down before when you holler screw up.
Here's Doris Day. Yeah, we'll do an Oscar program too, but not today.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan. With or without a fan. Hooray terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassie is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Super Coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights, all armed with photos from local rodos with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Fact. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Power. Hooray for Hollywood.
The music of the stars.
Now tonight, as we come to the very heart of Hollywood, we sense a strange, overwhelming excitement. A fever that grips thousands and is caused by one person and one person alone. Who is this one person that all Hollywood looks to? What is the name of this most influential and sought-after personality in the cinema capital? Is it a bright star in Hollywood heaven? Is it a dictatorial director or a financial tycoon? No! It's just Little Oscar, the Academy Award presented annually for the best acting performance of the year. Yes, tonight is the big night. And here is our invitation to you to attend this exclusive and notable gathering. Well, here we are amidst the milling crowds and glittering lights. Listen to the excited voices of the thousands who came to applaud the stars on this great occasion. In everyone's mind and on everybody's lips is the one question: who will be awarded the most sought-after honor and distinction?
Says you can't go for bold without going broke. Get the brands you want, the prices you want, whenever you want. TJ Maxx, where you can always afford to be you to the max.
Lights the screen, the hero beats the villain back. Then comes the climax of the scene. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. The mystery picture's in a mess. The cops admit the case looks black. Just when the crook starts to confess. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. It's brought back silent pictures. And that's no gag. The loudest sound department is in the bag. On comes a girl in tights are wrong. She takes a deep breath for a song. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack.
See, and you know why, Jack? Now, slug that mug with a popcorn sack.
When Katharine Hepburn speaks her part and gives out high dramatic art.
Or the Calla Lilies will soon be back on the chest of that pest with a popcorn sack.
That's all that butter rattler soon drives you nuts. You must eliminate him. No ifs or buts. It doesn't mean a doggone thing when Mr. Jolson starts to sing. The noise comes from the guy behind. You turn and shoot. Falls down smack. You think now you have peace of mind.
Timbo!
Pulls another popcorn sack.
Jones, Rudy Valley. Rudy from Cudahy.
You, a thought goes through my mind. What a marvelous find you'd make upon the screen. I am proud that I have you right by my side, but I'd be satisfied to lend you to the public to be seen. You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. All what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. To be in pictures, my star of stars.
You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation.
You're lovely as a Crawford. Like Davies, you are gay. You surely should be offered a starring part right away. You're sweet as a gainer, and you're hot as a gal named West. You'd even make Garbo jealous if you took a movie test. You ought to dress like passion and ride in motor cars.
think
the excitement mounts to an even higher pitch. Who in this throng will be chosen for Hollywood's Hall of Fame? Who is the personality who will tonight reign as king of all movie land? That question, and that alone, is the paramount thought tonight. Who will win the Oscar?
It's in the bag. I'm a cinch to win. Really, I am. Hello, Cecil B. Hi, Edward G. Greetings, Jerry. Hey, what do you say, Bing? Pardon me.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. The presentation of the Academy Award.
I'm very happy to bring to you the name of the great actor to whom we feel this honor is due.
This highest honor is being bestowed on an actor who, because of his consistently fine performances, richly deserves this trophy. A fine dramatic actor and also a master of refined comedy. A screen lover unexcelled. And equally good in character roles. I now take extreme pleasure in presenting the Academy Oscar to that fine actor, your favorite and mine, our own James Cagney.
Present to you the Best Acting Award for 1944 for your wonderful, superb performance.
Superb.
Oh, my heavens. That's the best word I can dig up at the moment. In going my way.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Sing my congratulations.
I couldn't be more surprised if I won the Kentucky Derby, really.
All the candy, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am. I'm a real life Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a charge. She's a Yankee, by God. Anything about a Yankee, that's all for me.
Little Johnny Jones, the jockey from the USA.
We'll ride the pony Yankee Doodle English Derby Day.
Jones' broken records every track and every beat.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Sportsmen of the British out who follow his career have offered Johnny anything to keep him over here.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take a trip, the surest of sure things,
have your houses mortgaged, hock your watches, pawn your rings,
and put it all on Yankee Doodle. Johnny Jones is up.
I'm gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
He's gonna give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle, do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
Cagney. the music of the stars. Bing Crosby. From the picture that got 8 Academy Awards. Paramount Studios, Going My Way.
Yes, it's back again. A wonderful show that scored the Grand Slam in Academy Awards. Going My Way. Academy Award winner for the best picture of its year. Bing Crosby, Academy Award winner for the best performance. Mary Fitzgerald for the supporting performance. Leo McCary for his great original story and inspired direction. Plus awards for the best screenplay and the best original song, Swinging on a Star.
How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule?
Bing as the gay singing padre of the toughest parish in New York. Barry is the crusty old codger who can't figure out what the younger generation is coming to.
Young man, as a matter of curiosity, what made you become a priest?
And now those of you who have seen Going My Way once, twice, or even 3 times will be able to relive every heartwarming, laugh-filled moment again. And those few of you who have never seen it have an unforgettable experience in store.
With friends or people he loved, but you knew when he did like you.
I sometimes feel that he would have liked to have been able to be more demonstrative than he was. I think that was a thing that bothered him. He really was kind of withdrawn as far as touching or hugging or any of that went.
He had difficulty expressing love. So that when he would take you walking and hold your hand, it was a terribly precious moment and valued as such, you know? Because the love was expressed, but not in a very physical way. And when it was expressed physically, it was so precious.
For me, he was unique in the sense
Director
that...
Director Frank Capra.
I thought he was the voice of America, it would be one way of putting it, the song of America. The songs for America, about America.
This road leads to Rainbowville, going my way up ahead. A basket full of wishes, and off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend, you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way. Thank you. smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way too.
Bing Crosby, Johnny Burke, Jimmy Van Heusen. Here's Bing's very last recording. This is the music of the stars on the Civic Radio Media Network.
I watch the seasons come and go, and I have seen them all. The sunshine turning into snow, and the summer into fall. In early spring, when I was young, the song of life was boldly sung. Instead of walking, I would run, and life had begun. The month of May gave way to June. The summer spread its wings. I've met a gal, and very soon we thought of other things. The chapel and the wedding tune, the sweet words and the honeymoon, the garden and the bungalow, the blessings would flow. The sylvan splendor of each day reveals this simple truth. Though life is good along the way, we've said goodbye to youth. And like reflections in a glass, we see another season pass. The peaceful calm of autumn days, that's something to praise. Never cease to be amazed in spite of winter's call. That family we have raised has grown up strong and tall. The autumn stillness makes me feel that winter has its own appeal, and now the seasons have unfurled a beautiful world.
Stand by for news and weather and sports. And I'm Lou Regani with the music of the stars. We return here in a moment, all the way till high noon central on the Civic.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming